Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Wednesday evening in the Kia Studios. Going to be with you for the full three. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today, Cha-Cha. You can put it on your smartphone, your Alexa speaker.
We are 3 minutes into the show, man. 3 minutes in, Chuckery. Really?
I just, as soon as I looked at you, I thought, well, let me get things cranked up.
I'm not going to not hear that.
let me get things cranked up and going. So you can use your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet, your smartphone. You can use your Laserdisc, your Xbox, your Polaroid, whatever you want. Whatever device that you have, download it today. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of the show is to follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points, 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Oren Romaine in studio producing the show. He has survived back-to-back nights with me here, so we're getting it cranked up two nights in a row. His first double dipper or DP or double dipper or whatever.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and it was kind of like, maybe I'm sick today.
No, you're feeling fine. No.
Not feeling well today.
No.
Maybe there's a bit of a throat thing I'm wrestling with right now, John Chuckery.
No, I mean, listen, well, there's a throat thing, but I mean, that's, what? What? What?
Jesus be a fast clock. Jesus be a fast clock tonight.
He is at Oren Romaine. A lot to get into with you here this evening. Falcons getting ready for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Look, we talked about this last night. Find a way to win. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what the coaches have to do, what the players have to do. Just be better and find a way to win. Now, Buccaneers are coming off a loss themselves. They were manhandled by the Detroit Lions. They are at home. And again, we talked about last night, we haven't won a road game in over a calendar year. Since game number two of last year when they were in Seattle, that's the last road win for the Atlanta Falcons. That has to stop. You have to stop that trend. It's been 8 in a row that the Falcons have lost on the road. So you have to find a way to get it done against, what is still a really good defensive club. They still have a lot of skill people. Their quarterback has been fine. I mean, nothing outstanding or great or whatever like that. So, I mean, they have a lot of the same things that the Atlanta Falcons have. Baker's a little bit more, more of a veteran, but he's been okay. I mean, has he been outstanding? No. He's had some good games. They got clobbered last week, but got to find a way to go down there and win. It's not Tom Brady anymore. It's not the Super Bowl team. It's not Brady and Gronk and all those guys who are going to the Super Bowl. It's not those guys anymore. You have to go down there and find a way in the division. Again, if we're going to talk about winning the division, you got to start with Sunday. You got to start with Sunday. Now, we'll talk to our friend of the show, Tori McElhaney. We'll get you ready for Falcons foosball coming up on Sunday. We'll talk to her coming up at 7:40 this evening. So we'll get Tori's thoughts about what happened last week and looking forward to this coming Sunday. Did you see the Braves have 3 finalists for the Gold Glove? Okay, Austin Riley, no doubt about it. I don't have to argue with that one. Michael Harris, no doubt about it. No question about it. Orlando Arcia, no, he's not a finalist. Ronald Acuna Jr., Nope, not a finalist. Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, nope. The other finalist is, are you sitting down? Are you ready? Eddie Rosario, who platooned a lot in left field. Now, you know what's funny Oren, Eddie Rosario's defensive war was actually better than Ronald Acuña Jr. Now, take it for what it is. He was a minus 0.3 to Ronnie's minus 0.8 defensive war. And I thought Rosario did some good things in left field. We talked about this throughout the year, that I thought Rosario had played better and was actually making some catches. But should he be a finalist for the Gold Glove? If you told me Arcia or Ronnie or somebody, but Eddie Rosario, who basically was a platoon left fielder a lot for the Braves this year, but again, and you know what? You know what'll happen? He's going to win it probably. He'll win it. By the way, the left field class is a little bit underwhelming with the three finalists for the Gold Glove in left field for the National League. Right field is loaded. I mean, Mookie Betts and some of those guys. I mean, but left field feels like it's a little bit underwhelming for the National League. So we'll see. But again, I absolutely positively would have to say that Michael Harris is going to win the Gold Glove this year. Can he? I mean, he can't not win the Gold Glove, right? There's no way that he shouldn't be the Gold Glove center fielder in the National League this year. And forget, obviously, they vote in the regular season. So forget all the playoff stuff and all that good stuff to play on Harper and all that. That doesn't matter. If you look at him through the regular season, he was making big catch after big catch and obviously, you know, throwing guys out. I don't see how he's not going to win the Gold Glove. We'll see. Austin Riley will be interesting. You know who's not as a finalist for the Gold Glove at third base in the National League? Nolan Arenado, who's won it 10 straight years. He's had 10 straight Gold Gloves, and he's not even a finalist.
He's sort of the standard for defensive third baseman now.
Hold on. He's been arguably the best two-way player in Major League Baseball for a handful of years. When you look at offense and defense, he's been outstanding. I mean, he's arguably one of the probably two or three best defensive players in all of Major League Baseball. And he's not even a finalist this year. Crazy to think. So Austin Riley's got as good a chance as anybody. I mean, again, there's only three finalists. So, again, he's certainly made big strides. And look, he has definitely been a guy that has gotten better and better each and every year from when he was first coming up and when he was in the minors and first coming up to the big league club. He's gotten better every year, and now he's a finalist for the Gold Glove. So good for Austin Riley, and you know, we'll see if he ends up winning it. November 5th will be the announcement of all the different awards that are going to be out there. Phillies last night, they pounded the Diamondbacks, and now they're up 2-0. They won 10-0 last night. How much do we not want to see Philadelphia get to the World Series again in back-to-back years?
Every game I watch, it's a cringe.
Yeah.
Because it's not just the fact, but it's the fact that they're beating Arizona the same way that they beat us with long balls. Now, just, you know, sub in Schwarber for, I don't know, like Realmuto or Castellanos went yard the first game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're bashing Arizona right now like they bashed us.
Yeah, and that's what sucks. And, again, who would have seen Philadelphia have back-to-back World Series? Like, literally, they are primed to have back-to-back World Series.
Something I saw, too, they have, like the second highest, or either the highest or the second highest home run differential in Major League playoff history right now. Like, they're like plus 31 at home right now, differential.
I think that, what did I see the stat? They've won more home playoff games in their stadium than anybody has in the last 15 years or something like that. Like, they have the best overall home playoff record in, like, the last 15 years. It's crazy. Like, they have been – they can't be beat at home. Now, over the American League, believe it or not, Max Scherzer is actually going to start tonight for the Texas Rangers. They look to go up 3-0. How about that? A Phillies – potential Phillies-Rangers World Series. Whew. Certainly not the Astros and you
Major League Baseball wants Houston and Philadelphia. They certainly don't want Arizona. They certainly don't want Texas.
No, no.
They want Houston and they want Philadelphia.
Yeah, they want the two big market teams. Well, they may get their wish with Philadelphia, but right now, I mean, look, if Max Scherzer can put them up 3-0, he hasn't pitched since, what, September 12th, I think is what I saw. So how long is that? That's just over a month and a week, like 5 weeks. He hasn't pitched since September 12th, so I don't know what he's going to be. Obviously, he's been a big-money pitcher with the Nationals, and even when he was in Detroit, like he's been a big-money pitcher. You know, you don't.
You're just counting on maybe that, like that repetition or that moment. That just,
right.
The moment is being big enough for him to where he goes out and performs because it's that.
Right.
You know, it's that time. It's that moment.
Well, he should be rested. I mean, it's not like he's got dead arm. I mean, but and look,
he had dead arm a couple years ago with us.
Well, yeah. But he's one of the ultimate bulldogs, though. I mean, you talk about like a bulldog in the truest sense of the world. Truest sense of the word. He is one of those guys. So we'll see. You know, again, we'll take a look at it. But Max Scherzer going to be on the hill for the Texas Rangers tonight as they look to go up 3-0. And you know, it's funny. I said, you know, I talked to Bob Nightingale last night on the show. You know, Orin, he and I had actually talked about the Rangers earlier in the year. It wasn't even the All-Star break. I think it was like June or something like that. And because they were headed toward the All-Star break, but he was really high on the Rangers. Just
at
as
one
far
point,
as,
they had the highest run differential in baseball before the Braves overtook them.
Yes.
But at one point, it was the Rangers that had the highest, the biggest run differential in all of baseball.
Yeah, they were bashing the baseball early in the season and kind of slowed down. I mean, again, Baltimore and some of those teams kind of, you know, ended up being the best teams in the American League. But Texas had a monster year. Who's their manager? Who's the manager for the say Bruce Bochy? Who's the manager for the Rangers? Say Bruce Bochy. Hey, Bruce Bochy.
Bruce Bochy?
Yeah. Huh. Is he any good? Is he going to the Hall of Fame or anything?
You sound disappointed right now.
I'm flabbergasted. So, best way to describe it. When we come back, why can't the Falcons' running game get going? I don't think it's as easy as what some people think. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it. Chuck Reed Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. All right, 404-726-0929. That is both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We can, Orin, we're going to be fan-friendly. We're going to be fan-friendly. If you, we want to take calls.
What do you mean by fan? Define fan-friendly.
That people can call in, and you'll answer the phone, and you'll text me their name and where they're at. You know, like Phil in.
Do that. Stop. I just from the first half of that name, I know where you're going, and we don't have to go there.
No. Again, it could be just something random, okay?
This is not going to be random, but go ahead.
From Jonesboro. Richard Fitzwell from Macon, whatever. I mean, it could be any of those things. So again,
you are, and I cannot stress this enough, the
yes.
absolute worst.
Yes, thank you.
Like I asked you, don't go there, and you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to go there.
I didn't say anything.
Please, I beg of you, use your real names tonight. No aliases, no alii, just whatever.
So
I promise I'll answer the phone with a smile if you tell me your real name. Thank you.
And say aces high.
Please don't say aces high.
When you call in as well. 404-726-0929. That is our phone line. And how much do you hate me right now?
It's
the all-timer. Yeah,
immensely.
Yes. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to talk to Torrey McElhaney coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Why can't the Falcons' run game get going? You know, the Falcons last year were third in the NFL in rushing yards. Now, they literally were 2 yards away from being tied for second in the NFL. And when you look, we talked about this stat last year. When you take away quarterback rushing yards, because the two teams that were ahead of the Falcons were the Baltimore Ravens and the Chicago Bears. But when you take away quarterback rushing yards. The Falcons had more rushing yards out of non-quarterbacks than anybody in the NFL. Well, that's not been the case, you know, this year. And if you look at what the numbers tell you, you know, they are, so for instance, they are averaging 119 yards, you know, per game. That's a pretty good number to be in. Pretty good number to be at with the team total. But they were consistently 125, even some higher numbers than that. Bijan Robinson has averaged 5 yards a carry this year. Look at Tyler Algier's numbers, though. Last year, he was 4.9 yards per rush last year. He's down to 3.2 yards per rush. As a team, they were 4.9 yards per rushing attempt. They're at 4 yards a rushing attempt. Basically, a whole yard less than they were a year ago. And again, Algiers had a tough time. But I will tell you, look at some of the grades that the Falcons offensive linemen have had this year. Jake Matthews this year is a 69.7 overall grade that combines both passing and rushing. 69.7. He's a 66 as far as run blocking goes. Okay? Last year, Jake was a 77.2 with a 69.5 overall. Rushing grade, run blocking grade. Chris Lindstrom, last year, he was the second highest graded offensive lineman, I think next to Trent Williams, with a 95 grade. His grade this year, 78.6. And he's still been pretty good against, pretty good as far as run blocking goes. 80.1, what he had this year. Last year, 93.1. And if you go through some of the numbers of the offensive linemen, I think the biggest culprit, because again, teams are always, and they always were, going to line up and try to stop the run with the Falcons. Even last year, I mean, again, you didn't have a quarterback who could throw the football at all. Like, he was a turnover machine. He couldn't throw the football at all on Marcus Mariota. The only thing he gave you is the additional yardage with his legs. But teams are lining up to stop the run. I think really the big culprit has been this offensive line has not progressed. You know, and it's not just in the pass blocking that they haven't progressed. I think they have not been nearly as good of a run blocking team as what they were a year ago. Now, Pro Football Focus may disagree a little bit because, again, we'll, coming up with the Falcons flyover, we'll give you where the Falcons rank as far as offensive line rankings. But they were a top 2-3 run blocking offense last year. They were a fantastic run blocking offense. They were a good offensive line overall. Lindstrom was an outstanding player, second team All Pro. But there have been some guys that have regressed, and I think it's really hurt this team as far as running the football. It's not just the defense, because again, even Desmond Ridder's got ability to make plays with his legs. You've seen him. He's picked up multiple first downs. He's got ability. He may not be as fast as Marcus Mariota, but he can still make plays with his legs. He's still made plenty of plays with his legs. I think the difference has been the offensive line for this team. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to KC out in Fayetteville. What's going on, KC?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How's it going, man?
All right. I agree with you. It has been the offensive line that has regressed. I'm just telling you, the Falcons need a better center, and they need to do something about McGarry. You do that, that'll make that offensive line a lot better. And they better do something about our number 70, because he has a penalty every freaking game. But they need a real center. God, that center's a punching bag, and so is McGarry. As soon as they hike the ball, they knock them flat on their rear end and knock them out of the way. So they need to replace those guys. That would make that offensive line a lot stronger.
It's some of the same problems that they had a couple of years ago where you're playing with an undersized center. Now, again, for the negatives about Drew Dolman. Drew Dolman has actually played pretty well. He grades out pretty well as far as in the run game. I think he's got the second or third highest run blocking grade among centers. His pass blocking has been abysmal, but his run blocking has been good. But he's a guy that when he starts to backpedal, he gets pushed around, just like Matt Hennessy. Now, Oren, this was my plan a couple few years ago in the 2021 draft.
Let me guess. His initials are PS.
Yes. And I wanted Penei Sewell. And here's the reasons why.
Because he got some junk in the trunk.
Well, yes. So you could have played him for a year or two at right tackle, started him there, and then you could have flip-flopped Penei Sewell over to left tackle, potentially moved Jake Matthews to right tackle, and now you've got your offensive line in a much better position where you have the natural guy that's going to play. Remember, Jake Matthews
came out as a right tackle.
Yeah,
Texas A&M.
Because of Luke Jokel. I mean, Luke Jokel was the best tackle in America. He moved over to left tackle after Jokel left.
That was the thing. Was the knock on Jake coming out was the fact that you're drafting a guy in the top 10 who hasn't played left tackle, who's more of a natural right tackle than he is a left tackle.
Right, and that was the thing is that because again they had arguably one or two, three best left tackles in the college football game in Luke Jokel. So I wanted Penei Sewell for the reason of you could have bookended him at either spot, and you could have moved a guy like Jake Matthews, or, again, I would have liked to have seen McGarry be an inside guard because, again, the more he plays in a phone booth, the better he is. Like, when he can get his hands on you and plays where he's not having to get guys that are coming out around him and all that, when he can play in a phone booth, his biggest thing is his strength. That's his number one thing is his attribute is his strength. You could have tried out McGarry. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. You could have had 2 years of McGarry at left guard, and then you could have figured out whether or not that was going to be the long-term solution because, again, they signed him as it was a free agent. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option, and he was in a walk year, and they decided to bring him back. And the pass blocking has been, while the run blocking hasn't been horrendous, but the pass blocking, of this offensive line has really regressed. But I think the offensive line has not played nearly as well as what they did. And I understand you're starting a rookie left guard, but remember 2 years ago when we had a rookie left guard and an undersized center in his second year? How'd that work out? And that's my fear. And I said this all through the offseason. I spent the entire offseason talking about this. I was concerned about the idea of having a rookie left guard with an undersized center. Now, what Matthew Bergeron grades out as? Matthew Bergeron's overall grade is a 51.5. He's a 51.1 run blocker and a 54.5 pass blocker. Now, he'll get better, but when we talk about the fact of everybody's on this, well, we got to be better. We got to be good right away. Okay, well, part of it is if you're going to start a rookie at left guard who's got that inside track of guys coming up the middle at your quarterback, again, you fight a uphill battle with that. And again, Bergeron's playing a new position. Yes, he had a practice at the Senior Bowl. Yes, he played all in the preseason at left guard. But he never played a game in college in 3 years as an interior offensive lineman. He was always a tackle. And there is going to be a learning curve. Again, I always talk about this. It's not beer league softball where you move guys all around and, people play all these different positions. It's not that easy. It's not that easy to pick up some of the nuances of being a good, whether interior or exterior offensive lineman. Not everybody comes in the league as Orlando Pace and, guys like that. Not everybody comes in, as some of those top-tier guys. So, again, I definitely think that the offensive line has been a big culprit in this. And they've got to figure out a way to get some people being pushed north and south. I think it's more than just, guys are loading up. That's what Washington does. Washington's got a whole bunch of defensive personnel. They've got all those guys. They've got all those great defensive linemen. They load up on it. But I think it's more than just teams are loading up against the run. They've done that for the last 2 years. We've been at least last year, we've been a run-heavy team for it, right? We're the highest run percentage play calling in the NFL last year. Nothing about that's changed. But they have to figure out something with their running game. Because the idea of dropping Desmond Ridder dropped back 50 times in a game. How many games do you think you're going to win when Desmond Ridder has to drop back 50 times in a game? That is no recipe for success. That is not putting him in any kind of favorable position to win a game. Maybe in a decade, he can be that kind of quarterback that can drop back 50 times and do what he needs to do. But for right now, you can't afford to do it. And when he starts getting into 38, 40, 47 pass attempts, if you can't run the football and establish that identity. And by the way, that's your playing personality. To quote the great Bo Bach, your playing personality is running the football. Hey, you hump.
Hey, friggity, friggity. Hey, friggity.
All right, we'll talk to Torrey McElhaney when we get back. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reed Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Hit the Falcons flyover coming up here at the top of the hour. Let's head out to the WaitFor.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Torrey McElhaney. She covers the Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out on her personal Twitter page, @Torrey_McElhaney. Torrey, always good to catch up with you. Thank you, as always, for a few minutes on the show tonight.
Of course. Happy to be back on.
And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday. I did not get a chance to see the game live as it happened against the Commanders, but I did watch it on NFL Premium, watch the replay, because I took my daughter to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie on Sunday afternoon.
A good use of your time.
Yes,
I will
absolutely.
Say that.
Listen, I enjoyed the movie way more than the game, so so that was a whole lot better. You know, Torrey, I know people don't want to hear this, especially fans don't want to hear this, but I thought Desmond Ridder played well, except for about four, maybe five plays, but I thought he looked efficient. He was accurate with the football. He was targeting multiple guys. But I know it's hard to get over the three interceptions and, you know, a couple of other plays. But I thought he played well, except for, and I know it's a big if, but, you know, the mistakes that he made in the game.
Right, yeah. And I think that's where I kind of fall, too. I mean, this is a guy who, and I've said this a couple of times, if you were to cover up on the stat sheet the score and the turnovers margin, you would think that the Falcons just ran away with this game against the Commanders. And I say that because you look at even what Desmond Ridder did without those three interceptions, you would be like, oh, like he had a great game or he had a really good game. He threw for over 300 passing yards. I mean, heck, it's all good stuff. But it's the mistakes that were made are just so glaring. They're so big. These turnovers and the fact that there was not one, but three, and in these really, really critical moments in the second half, nonetheless, it's those things that you just like, if those can be remedied or rectified or whatever the word you want to use, then that could go a long way with, I think, not only this fan base feeling like they can trust Desmond Ridder, but also just overall, as you look to the future of this franchise and what they continue to want to try to do at the quarterback position.
Has there been one thing that you think has been a reason why the run game hasn't gotten on track, or is it really a combination of several different things that are factoring into it?
Personally, I just think if you look at any, I mean, really, let's look at the last three opponents. They have almost like clockwork. It's like they're trying to get the Falcons to beat them through the air. They're like, we know this is a physical front. We know that they can run the ball. They did it all last year, even with loaded boxes. We are going to absolutely sell out to stop the run and force the Falcons to beat us through the air. Now, they were able to do that against the Texans, but last week against the Commanders, because there were some mistakes in the pass game with those three interceptions, it made it really, really hard to overcome, and they ultimately didn't. But I think that is kind of why you're seeing this sluggish start to what the run game hasn't been. And I think it's really interesting because I feel like we had this conversation last year where it's like, okay, the Falcons are running the ball, and this is the one thing this offense does really, really well, regardless of how many defenders are in the box. But at the exact same time, it's like that, I personally feel like that can only last so long. If you listen to all of these defenders that are going against Atlanta, especially those in the last 3 or 4 weeks, they all say the same thing. Like, they have a dynamic run game, and we are trying to stop the run. Very rarely do they talk much about what the Falcons do in the pass game. So it is one of those things where it's like you are seeing defenders sell out to stop the run, and that's having a ripple effect.
And you know, Tori, I mean, it's been problematic, especially on the early downs. And then even, you know, getting behind the chains, you know, one of the other things, and I talked to Scott Baer about this, I think a couple of weeks ago, that the Falcons came into last week 28th in the NFL in starting field position. And, you know, again, when you start to get behind the chains and you can't move the football and you're having to punt and three and out, like, it affects so many different things. It's not just, you know, not being able to run the football, but you're asking your quarterback to go on 76-yard drives to be able to score touchdowns. I think there's just a real ripple effect of playing behind the chains for this particular offense.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, I know that they talked a lot in the lead up to this game against the Commanders about, like, putting an emphasis on starting fast. This is not a team that has, in their first drive, had hardly any type of production at all. And I'm talking not just points or yards or anything. I'm talking just a first down in a lot of cases. But they go out in this first, you know, series that they had against the Commanders, and they put up 7, and it was a really productive and a really good opening drive for this team, the best opening drive that they've had. And if you go back and look at that drive, it's because they're not having these negative plays on first and second down, and you're not getting to a 3rd and 7 plus situation because that's, you know, an obvious passing down situation. And so I think that it really is, that when you look at what this group needs to do offensively, it's like keeping themselves in manageable situations is always going to be the best place for this offense to operate. I mean, it's the best place for any offense to operate, if I'm being honest.
So if you, and Tori McElhaney joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline, if you can't run the football for whatever reasons, again, I think part of the blame has been on the offensive line. I don't think they've been nearly as good run blocking, and some of the numbers bear that out. But if you can't run the football early, again, I'm not asking to drop back 50 times or whatever like that, but do you not have to start getting a little bit more creative? I don't have all the answers. That's what guys get paid millions of dollars for. But whether it's screen plays or whether it's, you know, I don't know, you know, just something different as far as play calling goes to try to at least stay ahead of some of the chains and put yourself into some manageable second and third downs.
Yeah, and I do think in the last 2 weeks, you know, if you take away the interceptions, which I know, like, in the grand scheme of things, you can't take away those interceptions, but I do believe when Arthur Smith says, you know, this week that we have seen an evolution in the pass game and what in the production that we have been able to have in the last 2 games, I do think that is obvious. You see Kyle Pitts getting involved more. You see Drake London going up for those 50-50 balls. I mean, that matters to what this offense wants to do and wants to be. And so I do think that you have seen this offense kind of take a step in the right direction when it comes to its evolution, and when they do stack the box against them, like, that they have been able to throw the ball downfield more in the last 2 weeks than in previous games. However, even in saying that, it's like you can't, again, it goes back to my main point, you can't take away the turnovers. That matters. It doesn't matter if you march 75 yards down the field and then throw an interception in the end zone. All of that's been for naught. And that's why you saw such a lopsided stat sheet against the Commanders is the Falcons were moving the ball. But then in the second half, you start turning the ball over, and it's like all of that movement, all of that progress, all the good things that were happening in those drives, it goes out the window. At least it feels like it goes out the window because you're not putting points on the board. You're not even putting three on the board.
Torrey, let's flip over to the defensive side of the football where things are much rosier. Two of the things that have stood out to me, one is how good that they've been on third downs, and two is if you look year over year, Falcons gave up 4.4 yards per carry in the running game. They're down to 3.7 yards per carry. So they've done a really good job of shutting down the run game up front. And, I mean, again, even without the lack of sacks, they've done a really good job of getting their defense off the field and getting it back into the hands of the offense.
Yeah, I keep saying when it comes to this defense, when push comes to shove, they show up in the moments that really, really matter. I mean, you even think back to this game on Sunday, and, you know, I know that they gave up that touchdown in to start the second half, but after that, this Commander's offense could do very little. And I think that's a testament to how good this defense is, especially in the second half. They really come alive, I think, in the second half. And time again, they're giving this offense a chance to put points on the board. They're giving them good field position. They're going they're forcing three and outs. They're giving the ball back to their offense. In areas where they need to improve is obviously they need to do their part in winning the turnover battle as well. I believe Jesse Bates is the only Falcon defender right now who has any type of turnover to his name. That needs to change. But you did see, you know, I was talking with Kelly Price on our show, and I made the comment. I was like, you know, they need to see improvement in, you know, turnovers, and then they need to actually, even though they're affecting the quarterback, like, it does feel nice to get to him every now and again. And they got to him five times on Sunday. And so seeing those things continue just only makes this defense even more, I don't know, scary, because they've been pretty intense the last few weeks, and you like seeing how they're playing. If they can get the turnover numbers up and the sack numbers up, then yeah, the whole league, I think, will take notice.
You know, this is not a very kind of sexy kind of topic to talk about, but you know, I really look at some of their special teams, and while they've done some good things, I mean, Koo has been pretty good. I mean, he had the early misses, but okay, he's been good. Bradley Pinion's been outstanding. I think he's been one of the better additions that has happened on this roster over the last couple few years. But you look at the fact that their field position is bad. I think they have the second lowest return yards per punt return. Like, they just don't get a lot going in their special teams game. And again, not even so much kick returns and different things like that, but field position, I think, has been a problem all season. They don't get much out of their return game in the punt game. Again, I know it's kind of a mixed bag, but I definitely think that that's been, and look, that play against Washington, that was a huge play. Like, that was a game-changing play that kind of flipped the score back around in favor of the Commanders on that touchdown that was set up by the big punt return.
Yeah, no, that, like, momentum shifted. And it was, like, almost like the Falcons could hardly ever get that momentum back, especially offensively. And, yeah, I mean, it goes to what everybody says from, you know, the beginning of this game to the end of it. It's complementary football. It's all three phases of the game. And special teams is a part of that. And I do think that so far, I don't think anyone's let Cordarrelle Patterson return a kick
right.
since he's been
right.
back. But I do think in punt return specifically, you miss a guy like Avery Williams. I think when he got hurt and in the offseason, you kind of wonder, like, okay, who's going to step up and everything. But you get now, we're six games into this thing, and you miss what he was able to do. He was one of the most overlooked and dynamic punt returners, I think, in the game. I mean, the stats back that up from last year. So you miss somebody like that. And I do think that, you know, over the course of training camp, someone you saw get a lot of those punt return reps was Dee Alford. Well, I think Dee Alford's role as a defender has increased to a level that I think maybe perhaps the the coaches didn't even necessarily plan for. He's playing really good defensively right now, and he's playing a lot of reps. So you don't want to put him out there for punt return if you don't have to. So now Mike Hughes is taking those reps. Well, he was hurt in training camp. So I think it's kind of just like one of those perfect storm situations where you're still trying to figure out what the best course of action there is. But you are right. I mean, I do think in both regards, you need a little bit more production from, especially in punt return.
Last question for you, Tori. I think Sunday becomes a really important game. I mean, you haven't won since a calendar year, the second game of the year, over a calendar year since you've won on the road. It's been 8 straight road losses. This is a divisional game. So if we're going to start talking about winning divisions and stuff like that, you've got to be good in your division. You have to pick up a couple of road wins as well. And again, you don't want to kind of start getting into a rut of, starting to accumulate losses. I just think Sunday, I mean, I said this about the beginning of the year. I don't care if they win 4-1. You have to find a way to just win that football game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, this is starting to feel, I mean, the closer and closer we get to this game, the more and more it feels like it's a gotta-have-it type of game for this team. And I'm sure that Tampa Bay feels the exact same way. It's like this is a Falcons team that they really want to beat. But from the Falcons' perspective, it's like you make such a good point about the Falcons on the road. In order to kind of get over this, like, weird hump or the glass ceiling or whatever this like proverbial, I don't even know. It's a problem. The Falcons need to be better on the road. They've really struggled now for a year and a half to do that, or a season and a half, I should say. That they need to kind of have a breakthrough moment. And if you get a breakthrough moment in Tampa, that means even more than what it would mean against, you know, Nashville in 2 weeks. This is a big time game, a big divisional opponent. And this can matter. We've seen how things matter in this division, in the NFC South. One game changes things. So the more you can accumulate in terms of wins against NFC South opponents, the better it's going to be, and the easier the rest of your season is going to be too. So for me, it's almost a gotta have it game.
Tori McElhaney covers all things Atlanta Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. You can check her out on our personal Twitter page, @Tori_McElhaney. She joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Tori, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show. And if you haven't seen the movie yet, I encourage you to see it because it is a real spectacle. It is a visual spectacle to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. I have already seen it, and I can 100% agree. I sang and danced my way all through that theater.
Perfect, Tori. Thank you so much for joining the show, and we'll chat again here soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. When we get back for the top of the hour, it will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear from the head coach, Arthur Smith, as he talked with Dukes and Bell today. Also, some clips from Richie Grant. And Baldy says that the Falcons could be in the Super Bowl if they add one piece to all this. The great Jane Child as we head to break. Sports Radio, Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this pipe?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.